This is BB Winans, and today is a very special day for me. First of all, welcome to the BB Winans radio show.
How about that? How does that sound?
I didn't even know there was one.
You know what? You sound just like family.
There's a BB Winans radio show? Aren't you supposed to introduce your guests?
Yes.
Okay.
But you just jumped right in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
My goodness. I know something about a show.
I think so.
Okay. I normally introduce my guests before I just start talking.
And so how would you say that?
I would say, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special guest today. A dear friend. a friend in times of need, in times of joy. A woman that you all may have heard of.
May have heard of.
Uh-huh. But what you don't know is that she has been a sister to me. She has come through for me in good times.
And in bad times.
In bad times. She was there. I could call her up any time of the day or night.
And I have.
And you have. That's
ladies,
why I've changed my number.
And gentlemen. Welcome, Miss Oprah Winfrey, to the
that's
BB Winans radio
Now, that's
radio
how
show.
I would do. That's what I would say.
All right. So now, Oprah, why don't we play some songs first? Here's a song from someone that you know, a song that means a lot to you because I know you. It's entitled I Surrender All by CeCe Winans. This is BB, and I'd like to welcome you back to the BB Winans radio show. I'm here with my friend, Mr. James Ingram. When you going to do a gospel album?
I have one of the biggest gospel records in the world with Yamo Be There.
I know it, but when you going to do an album?
When we can hook it up and we do it something together, because you know the song, man, that we did with Keith Thomas.
Oh, yes.
That you and him wrote, right?
Yeah.
I need some stuff like that, man.
Yeah. But Yamo Be There. Up. Over,
When I do an album like that, baby, I want cats like you and other people involved, you know what I'm saying, with me. I mean, even if you contractually can't do the singing and stuff,
please.
You can help me write.
You know how it is now. We can do what we want to do.
Yeah, because we grown
artists
folks. We grown now.
We grown, brother.
Yeah.
Do what we want. Please call me. I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Michael McDonald. Heavenly Father, watching us fall. Take from each other and give nothing but all. But it's a doggone shame. But never too late for change.
Now that's what I'm talking about, Jay. Look, who's ever at the door, come in, come in.
Hi, BB. Hey, James.
Hey, Michael McDonald.
Hate to interrupt, but just for the record, you guys, it actually goes like this.
Y'all will be there.
Well, sir, okay.
See you guys later.
What a lesson learned. That was the great Michael McDonald and James Ingram. Hit smash, Yamo Be There. Let's play it, huh? Michael McDonald and James Ingram.
So, Richard, James and I were talking the other day, and I told him we didn't need Eddie Murphy or Chris Rock growing up in the church. You know exactly where I'm going, right? Here it comes. Richard Smallwood.
It's time to just
yes, it is.
Just a morning.
Just
a morning. Just a morning. Just a morning.
I think one of the funniest things, and there have been many, one of the funniest things that come to my mind is a gentleman got up to testify. And we were kids, I guess. And, of course, church, as you said, can be like a comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, because you are not supposed to laugh, things seem even more funny.
Funnier.
Because
exactly.
You know your parents are going to kill you.
Exactly.
If you do laugh.
Uh-huh.
But this gentleman began to testify, and as he testified, his teeth slipped. I saw them when they started slipping, and they slipped right out on the floor. And I probably got one of the greatest beatings of my life. I hollered. I completely hollered. And my mother sat there and looked at me. And although it was funny, some of the adults were sort of chuckling too.
Celebrate He Lives by Fred Hammond. One of the great joys I have in doing this show is that I get to talk to a lot of my friends. But even when you think you know someone, you always find out something new, like from my friend Yolanda Adams.
I actually went to college for radio and television broadcast.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And now something? You have my job. I'm just kidding. No, but I'm saying that's what I wanted to be, a reporter.
Okay. All right. So right this very moment, let's just say we are in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And we just found out that the mayor of Connecticut decided to leave the job. And there's a lot that's going on. And the reporter is Yolanda Adams. Yolanda, take it away.
Breaking news here at Connecticut High. We've just heard that Mayor Bloomberg is now going to resign because they caught him stealing chickens. I don't know why. I have no idea. But my sources tell me that the eggs that he stole from the chickens that he stole had some kind of supersonic vitamin E or something like that. But I don't know. What do you think? I guess
okay,
what?
Okay, Yolanda. Yolanda.
Calm down.
Yeah, 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 by Yolanda Adams, or should I say, reporter Yolanda Adams. Stick around to hear a very special duet between me and Percy Beatty when we return.
Time to turn on the radio, hosted by yours truly, BBS. Time to turn on the radio.
Hi, I'm B.B. Winans, and thanks for being here. Percy Beatty has been a friend for a long time and was even mine and CeCe's musical director. When he stopped by, I asked him how he gets inspired to write songs, and, well, here's what happened.
It could be anything, B.B. It depends on where.
Like
it's been. It could be anything. It could
love
be
said in that song?
It could be love
it could
said.
Be love
it,
said
it really
huh?
could. It
huh?
really,
do, 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 do.
That's it.
And
love told me, love said not so.
Even with the odds against me,
his love told me, love said not so.
Keep on holding on.
Love told me, love said no. Love told me, don't let go.
Love told me,
love said not so.
Yes, sir.
Keep it burning.
Hi, it's BB, and my special guest today is Mr. Kirk Carr, whose new CD, One Church, what is that? That sounds like Elwood's ring. Hello.
Hey, BB, it's Elwood Blues.
Elwood.
It's come to my attention that we can indulge in the delights of great gospel music on the BB Winans radio show.
Uh-huh.
Well, my mission is to strongly suggest that you commemorate legendary blues-based gospel artists like
Elwood.
Blind Willie McTell, the Golden Gate Quartet, the Jubilee Singers, Odetta,
you better
the
hurry
Swan, Silvertone, Blind Willie Johnson. Well, BB, I gotta go.
Yes.
Remember, we're both on a mission from God.
Exactly. Bye. Okay. Let's look up Blind Willie Johnson. Let's see. Blind Willie Johnson, there we go, was born 1890 and died in 1947. He used his pocket knife as a slide to echo his voice on his guitar. From December of 1929, here's Blind Willie Johnson and God Moves on the Water.
Hello. Hello.
We needed him 2004 and we're going to need him 2005. That was Smokey Norfolk and I Need You. Up next is one of my favorite moments from the past year. During our interview, I asked Israel what his purpose in life is. And, well, CeCe just couldn't stay away.
Worship. It is my calling and my goal to infuse cultures and styles mm-hmm. of worship to make one sound. And, I mean, it may be a poor earthly attempt.
I want to say something else.
See what I said? Lock the door. Israel, I just told you I put her
he
out.
He said he put you out.
I put her
she
out.
She obviously
so
got...
To come she back in.
She obviously...
So glad that I had to say something.
We were having moments of inspiration,
oh,
though, CeCe.
I told you, she just ruined everything.
See you later. I'm going for real this time.
Why did you even come back?
You don't have to talk to him if you don't want to.
I can leave with you?
You can leave.
All right.
What did you come back for?
Do I need to leave? I feel like there's a sibling thing going on here.
Israel just said y'all going to tour.
We might tour. I'm looking. I would love to do that. He's awesome. He's awesome.
He's awesome?
Yeah. He's really good.
I think you're reaching.
All right. Okay. Everybody come just
gather around this piano.
Hi, this is Donnie McClurkin.
On the BB1
What is in your CD player? If I come and ride with you tomorrow, what will I find?
I can tell you every track. There are six CD tracks. Mm-hmm. The first one will be the Hawkins family.
Yes.
Their first family CD. Mm-hmm. Walter Hawkins and the Hawkins family. Go into a place where there'll be no more crying. That's on the first one. Uh-huh. The second one is Preaching.
Okay.
The third one is Dwan Starling's new CD.
Great CD.
Love it. I love it.
Great CD.
The fourth one is Twyla Paris.
Okay.
Now, this is the fifth and sixth one's going to get me in trouble. The fifth one is James Taylor 1, and the sixth one is James Taylor Live 2. He is a gospel singer. Because when he hits, won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me to make a stand. You just gotta see me through another day. Look, I'm in the car just like crying. Honestly, I'm almost crying.
We ain't going nowhere. Oh, yeah, we ain't.
This is BB here with Pastor Shirley Caesar. Shirley, I have a question for you. What's that song you find yourself singing maybe in the car or in the shower when no one's around? And I want the real answer, Shirley.
The Oscar Mayer Wiener song.
What?
I said, oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener. Oh, that is what I truly want to be. Oh, if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, I tell you that everyone would be in love with me. All I want is a chili dog. Give me some muscle.
I will gospel anything.
So they're going to be on America's Most Wanted after this show.
This is B.B. Winans' confessional time. Tony, I think you need to tell us something. There's something in your past that you need to share with us. Go ahead, Tony. Release it.
I stole for you.
That's it.
I could have went to jail for you.
Open confession is good for the soul.
I have to confess something on your show. That was the first tape. Oh, my God. I stole out of a Christian bookstore. I didn't. Listen. I didn't have the money. I was like, that I feel embarrassing.
Oh, no, that's good.
I was
good.
Like 12 or 13, and I wanted it so bad because we didn't have no music like that. You know what I'm saying? It was all choir stuff, and y'all was the only stuff that I would like want to bump. So it was a demo.
How did you get it?
It was a demo. This was before they had the little censors in the Christian bookstores.
Right.
When they found out the church folks were stealing stuff. I feel bad about it, but my spirit is lifted now. But it was because of that song.
So now
here I am.
You know, my repertoire that inspired people
to shoplifting for Christ.
God has not forgot. God has not forgot.
This is BB, and I'd like to welcome you back to the BB Winans.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station. We are controlling the transmission. We control the content.
We can even make it repetitive.
It's our show.
Hey, BB.
Yeah.
I'm over here.
Hello?
No. We're over here.
Percy.
No.
I'm in the center. Whoa.
Earth to BB Rebates.
What?
No, Percy, baby. Percy
Bad Baby Production. We taking over. Let's just take it over, man.
We're taking over your show, baby.
What y'all doing?
I want to hear a song, though. Can I hear a song? I want to hear one of my songs.
Do that one.
Which one of that?
Hold Up the Light.
You know we had to do a remix. A jam. Come on. A jam, baby. Come on.
The B.B. Winans Radio Show is produced by Blue Sky Productions, distributed by Super Radio Networks, and ad sales by Jones Media America.
A one, two, three, and tell everybody, 'cause everybody needs to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell your brothers and sisters.
Tell everybody.
Just gonna tell them.
Time to turn on the radio.
Here comes Bob and Cage and Smokey.
Enjoy the songs we all know.
And you're allowed to have.